And good morning on the first Federal Bank and Trust Public Pulse Show. Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. And Public Pulse, 9:30 a.m., 103.9 FM, KROE. Today we have Sheridan Memorial Hospital, a representative for the entire show today. This is Kelly Lieb. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, Aaron.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Don't be nervous. We're good. It's just you and I talking.
Oh, I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, good. Well, you are the Director of Patient Experience at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. So first of all, I guess let's have you introduce yourself. Tell us about who you are, where you're from, why you decided to do what you do, and what exactly does that you do? If you would, please.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay. Yeah, my name's Kelly Lieb. I grew up here in Sheridan. My maiden name's Kelly Ingalls. Graduated Sheridan High School, went to University of Wyoming, and turned around and ended up in Billings, Montana, where I received a Master's of Physician Assistant Studies, and I've worked here and around Arizona and different parts of Wyoming, mostly at Sheridan Memorial Hospital, but bedside care for 15 years, and mostly in emergency medicine. So I've seen a lot of patients here in Sheridan, and my passion is sitting at the bedside with the people here and taking care of them.
You still do that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Most recently, I made a change and started working with the administration as a director of patient experience, and went and received a little more education and am working towards some leadership goals and, again, working with our community to further our patient experience at Sheridan Memorial.
So you're kind of doing both then?
I am. Mostly patient experience right now.
Okay. But still doing the bedside mm-hmm. stuff that you obviously enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
So what caused you to decide to go after the patient experience director position? Or did they approach you about it? Or how did that come about?
I think it was a little bit of both, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, you can make a really great difference at the bedside in each individual's life. And I enjoy that. I think it's unique to each individual and personal. It provides me with a lot of satisfaction, but I think when you look at Sheridan as a community and their health, you can drive healthcare from a broader level and really move the needle and take care of our community as a whole and the population of Sheridan at the level of leadership. And sitting at this director level, I'm able to do that, and it's really neat to see some of the changes we can make for Sheridan and for our patients in a different space.
So let's talk about the position specifically, because the thing that comes to mind, you know, bedside and on and so forth, that, you know, the first thing that comes to mind with me would be like hospice and that kind of thing. But it's not necessarily that. It's just a broad spectrum of care, I guess. Correct?
For patient experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, explain that.
Sure.
If you would.
Yeah. Patient experience is the sum of all interactions that the patient experiences across their continuum of care. So from that first phone call that you make all the way through entering the building to being greeted, to sitting and having your vital signs taken, to seeing the nurse, to having your blood drawn, to being scheduled for a procedure, to going through that procedure, to the emotion surrounding that procedure, to access to physical space around the hospital, to warmth of the space you're in, to the pain side effects of everything that you experience, to the trust that you have in the provider, to then when you go home and you experience side effects from medications, your care plan. That is the experience of the patient. And so the sum of all of those interactions across the continuum of your care is the patient's experience.
Okay, so as the director then, you oversee all of this. So are you into, trainings for nurses, for staff, for whomever? Is that kind of what you do, is oversee that? Is there training involved in this?
Yeah, it's really interesting concept. So let me back up a little bit, Aaron. Sheridan Memorial is working to strategically look at things like quality and safety of care, and also the sustainability of the organization. But we've also put as a strategic goal patients' experience. And the reason is that that directly correlates with the outcomes of patients' care. So patient experience and their satisfaction of the care that they receive directly correlates to the outcome of their care. And that's because they're either bought in or they have trust surrounding their care. And so essentially, when they feel that their experience is a good one, they're satisfied, their expectations are met, they perceive their care as what they, you know, that their trust was met, that they, even beyond emotion, that they had their access met, that all of those things are encompassed, then they will come back, they will trust the provider, they will follow through with the care plan, and in turn, their health care is improved. So it's about outcomes, interestingly.
Why did Sheridan Memorial decide that that was such a priority?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you want people to come back, that's a given, but it seems to be more than that, and you seem to be very pro-patient experience. So how did that become such a priority? Did somebody go, hey, we need to improve this, or was it, okay, we just need to get better, or somebody said, hey, here's an idea, let's run with this. How did that come about?
I think that there's multiple things. Nationwide, there's a trend towards this for sure. There's okay. some patient satisfaction scores and reimbursement around it. And we understand those things, and we can talk about that a little more, Aaron. But more than that, we wanted to make sure we weren't missing the gap between the care that we know we're providing, which is quality and excellent care. We're a five-star hospital and we're quality, but somehow when a patient feels that they aren't getting their needs met, there is some sort of gap there, right? And so that human experience that they may not feel, we wanted to look into furthering why that was. And so a lot of times it's just a matter of meeting the patient at their level, connecting, listening with them, understanding. We may, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Tommy B came through and he said, you know, I think that I watch this television show, it's a medical show, and I wonder what it's like every day for the providers up there and the docs, you know, and the nurses and what they go through every day, and we kind of get used to it. So yeah, we get used to the work we do. We come every day, we provide very competent and high-level care. We're an excellent hospital, but we provide many specialties. We get really used to that. But how the patient perceives that and what they go through is a little bit different than the work that we do every day. So we have to meet them at their level, connect with them, have that human and unique experience, and then that way there's a little bit more, again, the patient is more empowered. They have a part of the care plan. They are an integral part of the care team, and then we see that their outcome can improve when they're on the team that way.
Okay. Experiencing Sheridan Memorial in different ways, I've obviously been up there for various things. It is a great facility. It mm-hmm. really is. And the Heart Center there, Bighorn Heart Center, is, for a community this size, is just crazy that Sheridan Memorial has one that is that. It's world class. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing. So, very proud, I'm sure you are, to be working
there. We are. We're excellent.
But again, getting back to we still think we can do things better, blah, blah, blah. And that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, take the Heart Center. We have two excellent interventional cardiologists. And what that means is when you're having a heart attack, you can come into the hospital. We recognize it before we had to send you places so that you could have intervention. We could do some things medically to manage your heart attack, but outcomes are improved when we can provide door-to-balloon, or what we call a cardiac stent, into the vessel that has the blockage. So essentially we can do that now. And we know that our standards actually exceed those nationally. So because of our cardiac cath lab, we provide excellent heart care here in Sheridan. The community is so lucky to have it. And one of the things that we forget is that we become very we're very good at this. We know this. We do it every day. And we want to be sure that the patient, when they come through, that they experience this care. Not only is it competent, but they also feel the warmth from us, too. That human and unique experience for them, that even though this is routine for us, that they know that we are there for them uniquely and for each individual and their family, because it changes each time for each individual. Each person has a story. This isn't, you know, we see a lot in medicine where it's science-based and statistic-based, and we understand data, but each person is not that, right? You're not a statistic who comes through, and we want you to know you're receiving that very high-level care, but that your experience is still unique. And so that's what patient experience is.
And for what it's worth, I've, again, been a part of this and have experienced this. And it's just minor things that you don't really pay attention to. I didn't until I started reading through this and I went, oh, okay, that makes sense. But when you're having a procedure and have the nurse or the technician that's doing whatever, and they take that 20 seconds, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. You know, how's your day going? Blah, blah, blah. And then they have some little thing that they, you know, talk to you about to, I guess that's partially to calm the patient. You know, hey, you have this thing coming up, but we're going to, you know, not a big deal. Make them feel comfortable. But then add that personal touch on a human level. Is that exactly what we're talking about?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Because that's the impression I got when I was reading this. And
yep.
I was like, wow, okay, I get that because I've experienced that. And the people that you have there are very good at that. All of them, across the board, from the people that check you in at the front desk to the technician, to the nurse that takes your blood pressure, blah, 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 on and on and so forth. They are all that way. All of them. So apparently you guys are... they're listening to what you're training them to do.
We're thrilled to hear that. If you leave with nothing more about what patient experience is that it's not only competence that we have, right, that we have competent care, but that it's about warmth, too. Warmth and competence. You come and you feel that you are human, that you are listened to, that we understand, that there's a connection, and again, that you also receive that high-level quality care that you know that Sherrod Memorial can provide for you here in Sheridan without having to travel, right, and here
it,
at home.
And it also, you know, it's not something that when the people that are interacting with you, it's not something that's superficial. You know, it's not like, hey, how's it going, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you get a genuine feeling that there's a give-a-damn there.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, yes, it's funny you say that because I'm not teaching any scripting. I threw some scripting out the window. There's some tools that you can use with patient experience for bigger organizations, and I threw some scripting right out the window. Yes, it's a tool. I think that it's helpful, but more than anything, I want each individual to look at the person in front of them, to know who they are as a person, themselves as the nurse, as the greeter, whoever that is, and have a warm connection, warm interaction, and then further that with a warm handoff to the next person. Hey, Erin, I see that you're here for your heart appointment today. I'd like you to meet your nurse. She's going to take it from here. So that you know that the next step, that next interaction is part of your whole experience, right? And then there's some trust on your part, and hey, I know these guys know what they're doing, and I'm gonna be okay.
And the other thing that I noticed is that one of the technicians that I was seeing remembered me from the last time I was in there, you know, which, and I'm you know, I'm not very...
You are memorable.
I was just going to say, I'm not very memorable, but anyway, he remembered that, and he was, hey, how's it going, and asked me questions about things that we talked about the last time I was in. So, there is that very personal level, but it's not just, as you said, scripted. It's not like, you know, they're going down the list of, hey, here, say this, ask this question, blah, blah, blah. They're actually, again, there's a give-a-damn factor in there because they genuinely seem to care.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest pieces of the human understanding and patient experience is that connection and trust. There's other pieces to it, access and scheduling, right? We want to be sure that want to get in and you have worry surrounding an illness or diagnosis, that you can be seen and you don't have bumps in the road to be seen, right? Not only down the road two weeks, but within, you know, 10 days, within 7 days, within a few days. We want you to have ease in calling. We want you to be able to talk to a human and not a machine. There's some changes that we're working on to make that easier for our patients. So physical space is another part of that, right? When you come in and you're healing, you need it to be warm, you need it to be quiet, you need it to be clean. So there's a lot around physical space for patient experience. And then the final piece on that is quality, which we've touched. Competent care. And we don't have to question that around Shared Memorial.
No, yeah. I agree. All right, let's go ahead and take a break there. Joining me this morning, Kelly Lieb, who is the Director of Patient Experience at Shared Memorial Hospital. And we'll be back and talk about some examples of how Shared Memorial prepares itself to deliver quality patient experience. Right after this. We'll be back on the First Federal Bank of Trust Public Pulse Show right after this.
First Federal Bank and Trust would like to recognize another winner of $1,000 cash and a $1,000 marketing donation match from Sheridan Media as part of their community commitment. The Bighorn Women's Club is receiving these funds per random drawing.
We're giving $1,000 away every week to a qualified nonprofit organization. Next week, it could be your nonprofit. Visit our website, efirstfederal.bank, for details. First Federal Bank and Trust and Sheridan Media present Community Commitment, member FDIC.
When the unexpected happens, you may wonder what's next. Champion Funeral Home can help you through this phase of life. They provide support and personal services while helping you create a meaningful tribute to your loved one. Champion Funeral Home has been locally owned and operated since 1911, providing compassion and care to Sheridan and Johnson County. Visit Champion Funeral Home at championfh.com or call 674-6329.
Rackleton's Fine Food and Spirits for dinner tonight. How about Andy's chilled pasta salad with shells, lemon basil aioli, oven-dried tomatoes, and breaded chicken? Or the Frack Burger, a 6-ounce hand-patted beef with avocado spread, bacon, butter, lettuce, Thousand Island, and brioche bun. Or try our tenderloin filet, bacon, onion, gorgonzola sauce, sweet potato pavé, spinach chiffon day. Be sure to ask your server about Frackleton's wine pairings for your selection.
Hard water takes a toll on your home and your appliances, but with a Hellenbrand water softening system, you can eliminate the effects hard water has on your home and your family. To learn more, contact your local Hellenbrand dealer or visit Hellenbrand Water Center at hellenbrandwatercenter.com. Hellenbrand, see water clearly.
Water products and solutions, located at 1909 South Sheridan Avenue in Sheridan, or call 672-7606.
Well, it's just a fact that sometimes the water well you have is just not the water well you wished you had. What if you turned on your tap and a little country band drained out singing,
"Water, water, cool, clear water"?
Well, that's just what 307 Wildcat Well Service delivers. They'll bore down old Mother Earth and find you that water. Now get ready for a phone number, 217-2155, or find 307 Wildcat Well Service on Facebook, and you too will have
cool, clear water.
In times of emergency, AM radio could be your only source of information.
Manufacturers like Tesla and several other car companies are getting rid of AM radio.
AM radio is a part of the emergency alert system. Here's former Vice President Mike Pence about AM radio.
Talk radio around the country took off, and it's become a meeting place for the American people. It's where we come together, we get information, making sure that these new electric vehicles include FM and AM, as well as all the other new technology, I think is a real priority for the free flow of information in America.
Write your representative today. Save AM radio.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. Text AM to 52886 today.
Standard message and data rates apply.
News Talk 930 and 103.9 FM.
All Public Pulse, sponsored by First Federal Bank and Trust, 930 AM, 103.9 FM, KROE. And joining me this morning for the entire program, Kelly Lieb, who is the Director of Patient Experience at Sheridan Memorial Hospital, and Sheridan girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Sheridan, so, Bronx.
Got the education, came home to serve your home community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about patient experience, and it is a priority at Sheridan Memorial Hospital, but we wanted to have you just elaborate, give some examples of ways in which the hospital prepares itself to deliver a quality patient experience, if you would.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. So every day, and our patients know this, maybe see it, that there's some preparedness going on around the patient experience, but also around the quality and safety of care that you're receiving. I think COVID taught us so much, but around preparedness, that we've continued in some of our daily work. We also have worked really closely with each department on what we call a daily huddle. We're working each day to meet interdepartmentally. So each, probably 30 to 40 departments are meeting every day, visiting about their wins. Right? We talk about wins. And most of the time, those wins are surrounding patient experiences. We love to hear from our patients. We love to hear what we did, if they're feeling better. We love to hear, you know, that a family member is feeling better or had a funny story about their nurse. It really does provide feedback and empower the staff to do it again. So we start our morning in each department with those kinds of wins, and oftentimes they're surrounding a patient story. And then we take that even further and we look at safety, we look at some of the methods that we can improve upon in regards to our patient experience and other things around the hospital. We make sure that the equipment and our supplies, medications, staffing is all ready so that we can take care of the patient, not only from a quality and safety standpoint, but also from a patient experience standpoint.
When you, that just prompted that question.
No, please.
When you, excuse me. Patient surveys, is this something that you actually go out and like send surveys out to, or is it word of mouth while they're in the hospital, or like you and I talking and you're finaling this back here? How do you get that information?
Oh, all of the above, okay. Right? Sheridan's small. We love to have word of mouth. We love to have small thank you notes. We had an individual send us a caricature of himself and thanking us, and that sat on a huddle board for a while, and then it went throughout the hospital in a our newspaper, which is called Teamworks. So we love to hear it in any way. Of course, there are surveys, multiple surveys, national surveys that we participate in, so that we can not only look at how we're doing as a whole in regards to our access, wait times, some of those trust things we've talked about, and the care we're providing. We really want to work on the process improvement around those things, but also so that we as a whole can see how we can take, how we're doing for our patients. So in the ambulatory setting, for example, you go to the heart center. You'll receive a survey, hopefully by text now. We've really gotten away from the multiple phone calls that are annoying for folks at 5 p.m. But a quick survey, we've really toned down the number of questions that it is. We know that that number of surveys that is completed is larger when we reduce the number of questions. So we do really appreciate when people write in and give us feedback and give us constructive feedback, right? That we can continue to improve the patient experience. We take that feedback very seriously, and we would like to use that and improve it for you for the next time. So we appreciate you taking that time to fill that in as a text. We know that it can be time consuming, and so we thank you, especially when you're not feeling well.
So when patients get these, a lot of them go, eh, and they just...
And that's okay.
Get past them.
That's
but
okay.
You actually do take this information and use this in the future.
We do. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the parts of my role right now, is to utilize that data,
so
analyze
you
it.
All that stuff.
I do, yeah. And then make recommendations, work with the departments. The managers are working closely with the feedback, calling patients based on their feedback. We love the great comments, the personal comments. We provide that to the physicians and staff when there's a personal comment. So we thank you for that. It's good information. It's really solid. Thank you.
Health Life Fridays?
Yeah, Healthy Life Fridays.
Healthy Life, okay.
Yeah, so that's...
Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
what is that?
Right, well, you know, we used to have everyday wellness, okay. And that was very convenient, and I understand that for our patients. Wellness is something that we all would like to use those labs for wellness, right? So I would like a screening wellness maybe once a year to see what my baseline labs look like. But when we talk about chronic illness, we don't want to use wellness labs for chronic illness. So we'd like that to be physician-driven or provider-driven labs. So we get those labs now in our doctor's offices. But we do still provide the service of a monthly Healthy Life Friday down at the primary care clinic, where you can go in and have your wellness draw. And again, that's mostly out of... the patient experience. We understand that it used to be really easy just to come in every day, but we saw that folks were utilizing that as more of a chronic illness management, and we really do want to utilize wellness labs for screening labs, if that makes sense. So we do provide that service still, and it's really nice to go down to primary care and have it, because we've got some stroke care information down there. We can take some blood pressures for you. It's more of that old-fashioned, you know, health fair. We used to have it in Sherwood Memorial when I was growing up. I still remember, and you could come in and get a granola bar and an orange juice and a cup of coffee afterward, and you know, mingle a little bit and say hello to folks that you know. And so that service is still available. And I believe it's the third Friday of every month. Right after third Thursday. Right. So come on in the next morning. After
easy to remember.
I hope that's right. Cody will have to correct me.
So after you've gone to third Thursday.
Healthy Life Friday.
And had some stuff that may be a little questionable. Come in and get healthy on Friday.
Okay. That's right. So we still offer that service, and again, screening labs for wellness on Healthy Life Friday down at Primary Care.
Okay. I think we touched a little bit on this. Humanistic behaviors and unique experiences. What do we want to touch on that?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that. I will speak a little bit more about that. You know, we talked about the scripting, right, and how we threw that out the window, mm-hmm. and some of the teaching that we're working on. So folks up at Shared Memorial are learning more, even from, you know, and what I want to focus on, it's not just seeing your nurse, it's not just seeing your physician, it's those that are greeting you when you come into the hospital. It's those, the volunteers, you know, and the environmental services walking through the halls, anyone who you see and encounter are connecting with you, and it's why Shared Memorial is a special place. They're honoring your time. That's our goal, right? That takes you back to access and listening, but not just listening, but listening to understand. Oftentimes we have different perceptions and opinions in healthcare with our patients, and so getting to that yes and understanding together that we can honor each other and move forward together with a care plan, even if there isn't a complete agreement on that plan, that we honor each other. And then teaching. Not only do we want to teach you, but we want to learn from you. So that's some of the things we're teaching up at Shared Memorial in regards to patient experience, is that connection, honoring, listening to understand, and then teaching and learning from each other.
Okay, yep. Very good. We're going to take another quick break right there. We want to talk about how Shared Memorial stays up to date with technological conveniences. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Joining me this morning, Kelly Lieb, who is the Director of Patient Experience at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. We'll be back on Public Pulse right after this.
First Federal Bank and Trust would like to recognize another winner of $1,000 cash and a $1,000 marketing donation match from Sheridan Media as part of their community commitment. The Bighorn Women's Club is receiving these funds per random drawing.
We're giving $1,000 away every week to a qualified nonprofit organization. Next week, it could be your nonprofit. Visit our website, efirstfederal.bank, for details. First Federal Bank and Trust and Sheridan Media present Community Commitment. Member FDIC.
Is Wyoming Corporate Office your one-stop shop for everything you need for your Wyoming-based business, LLC, or corporation formulation? Yes. Service of process and mail forwarding services? Indeed. Fulfill the legal requirements for small businesses based in Wyoming? Absolutely. Wyoming Corporate Office provides the communication between your business and the state, so you don't have to. Learn more by visiting WyomingCorporateOffice.com today.
Welcome to Hammer Creek. Hi, this is Jill Bates with the Best Real Estate Team. Excited to tell you about two of our new listings. We have two beautiful homes nestled in this four-home cul-de-sac at the back of Woodland Creek Estates. We have a ranch-style four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath with over 2,200 square feet, as well as a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, two-and-a-half-story home with over 2,600 feet, both for only $699.99. To learn more about these homes and all your real estate needs, whether buying or selling, call 675-BEST or go online at bestwy.net. Make it a great day.
Proudly brokered by EXP.
Who loves the people of Buffalo and their businesses? Range does. And they want you to stop by their pop-up event on Friday, June 16th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Crazy Woman Square. Range is all about supporting the local and Main Street businesses that make Buffalo special. And they're showing their appreciation with a celebration. Pop on down for free coffee, juice, and donuts. And if you're a downtown Buffalo business with Range Fiber, then chat with their team to learn about their exciting internet service. Plan on Friday, June 16th, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Crazy Woman Square on Main Street in Buffalo.
Hi, this is Dan Marshall at Captain Clean, and we offer free HVAC cleaning estimates. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, 25 to 40% of the energy used for heating or cooling a home is wasted. Contaminants in your HVAC system cause it to work harder and shorten the life of your system. Call for your free estimate and start saving money today by making your system more cost-effective and reducing how hard it has to work to maintain your home's temperature. Captain Clean, 672-0726. Affordable choices for healthy living.
In this day and age, everyone's looking for a great value deal. Well, look no further than your locally owned McDonald's. The $3.50 value deal is available at your McDonald's in Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette. Choose from a McDouble, hot and spicy, or six-piece chicken McNuggets, plus a small fry for $3.50. Now that is a value. Don't forget to download the McDonald's app for even more great deals. Look no further for a great value deal than your locally owned McDonald's in Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette.
First Federal Bank and Trust Public Pulse Show, 9:30 a.m., 103.9 FM, KROE, and Aaron Palmer filling in for Floyd Whiting. And joining me this morning on the entire program, Kelly Lieb, who is the Director of Patient Experience at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. And this is a priority that Sheridan Memorial has established, and you have, not just you, but I mean the entire facility, has been implementing these customer experience protocols, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. This has been going about 6 months, Aaron.
That's it, really? Mm-hmm. I think that it, I mean, the experience from the patients has been going on a long time.
For sure. We've done this a long time. We're just changing gears a little bit. We've worked on service excellence for many years.
So you're just putting the throttle down the last 6 months.
We're connecting the dots.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's touch on Sheridan Memorial Hospital. How do you guys stay up to date on technological conveniences and technological advances? One of the things that I talked about recently when I had my testing done was the scanner. What's that thing called?
The NukeMed scanner?
Yeah.
The nuclear medicine scanner?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the technician was saying that it's probably going to have to be replaced mm-hmm. at some point because it's reaching the end of its, you know, usable life. And even though it's still working, it's just, you know, getting toward the end where, you know, he said technology is always advancing. We're going to have
absolutely.
To look at this, blah, blah, blah. So that was one of the things that was that got me thinking, okay, well, how do you guys do this? How do you know when it's time to take out the old machine and put in a new one? How does that work?
We're very lucky. We have teams in place for each of the modalities that are experts in those machines. And we take them as long as we can with the life that they have. There's sometimes that there's parts that need to be fixed, and we have teams and experts, again, working on those. The nuclear medicine test has been limited lately and machine, and so we appreciate the flexibility around that. But we have a very quality plan in place, and so we appreciate the patients. Currently, the nuclear medicine test is up, and we are looking at the next piece of equipment. As you know, our cell phones don't even last a few years.
Right.
So these machines are millions of dollars, and our CT scanners, our mammography, we have the best, and we are very fortunate to have the support of our foundation and the sustainability of Sherrod Memorial Hospital that we can commit to the highest level of technological equipment and making sure that we can diagnose appropriately and keep you here in Sheridan to receive those diagnoses.
Patient portal.
Ah, the digital experience.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So, in regards to patient experience and the digital experience, no longer, you know, is it just that office visit that you can have the communication with your physician or provider. We have this tethered information now with each other all the time. You can have your phone tell you about your, or your computer, your tablet, about your exam with your physician. It will tell you your nuclear medicine study results, your lab results. It is right there in real time as it's read. So it's pretty phenomenal. We were concerned about that in some regards to give that information because sometimes that can be confusing for a patient. But at the same time, I think it's so empowering for the patient to understand and see that in about themselves. And then they can have some really educated questions when they do sit down with their provider instead of getting up to speed. Now it's, hey, I've already seen this. It's soaked in a little bit. And now where do we go from here, right? And so I really think it's interesting that this digital experience can be an additional part of the visit, and it's this somewhat of a provider-tethered information instead of getting out there on WebMD and Google Doc, which you can do always. We're happy that you are interested in reading it, but this information is about you.
Right, and that can also lead to, you know, when you get online, we all know
a little
this.
Bit We've of fear. Seen,
right.
A little
and
bit
maybe
of fear.
Maybe you're diagnosing something that, you know, is completely untrue, or you're not getting the full information.
So. Yeah, and it creates some worry, and we're happy that people want to look into what might be going on. But it's really interesting when you have your portal. I use my portal, and the other part about my portal that's really great is that I can see that the physician cares about what's going on with me by the words that they say. And again, I practice medicine, so I document all the time and I don't think about it as much, but now that I'm understanding that the patients are reading the things that I'm saying, it's really interesting. You talk about that human experience. They're reading these words about themselves, and so it's yet another part of their care. It's another tailor-made part of their care that they get to read this, understand, learn from it, and be empowered by their care so we can share those decisions together and move forward for their health.
How does this get set up? I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I had an email from Sheridan Memorial about setting this up. Is that correct?
Some email involvement. Yes, when you come and check in, they'll ask for your email, and then you can set up the portal, and we're providing some assistance then. But you can also go to Sheridan Memorial's website.
And just set it up there.
Yep.
And it says, don't need to be prompted.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
My Sheridan Health. I use it from my phone. So you put an app on your phone or your tablet, and that's the easiest thing to do. Log in, and then you actually can get a text notification when your result is in. And then, or when your physician has completed the document. And then you can open it up right there and see what's been commented on. You can reply and talk to your nurse or doctor that way, so it limits the amount of phone tag, and it is much more convenient and efficient that way. Of course, you can always have those phone calls, but sometimes when we're busy in our days, a phone call or a voicemail is often left for days, and a text you can respond to quite quickly. So I think that, and these are all very privacy protected, they go through all HIPAA regulations. So the portal's pretty interesting, and the digital experience there has been, I think, pretty exciting for patients. And that goes into some of the clinic texting, too, with scheduling.
Okay. I was going to ask.
Yeah, and you'll be receiving confirmations for your appointments, not only for your clinic visits, but also for your procedure visits, radiology tests, and you can confirm right there. And we find that that's helpful too. It tells you where you're going, it tells you when to be there, And that's a new, also, technological advancement for you as a patient, too.
Interesting. Urgent care, online appointment scheduling, and telemedicine. That seems to be a huge thing lately, telemedicine.
Telemedicine is interesting, and you can receive telemedicine outside of Wyoming. If you have a cold or cough, you can go anywhere. What's neat about the telemedicine for not only our urgent care, but even through our internal medicine and primary care offices, if you start there and find that you're too sick in your urgent care provider, or your doc at internal medicine can say, hey, I actually do really need to see you. And so I think if we do any telemedicine, it's best to do it here at home, right? It's convenient to be at home, do your routine visits. Sometimes it's easier if you're not feeling well, or if you've got kids at home. If you live out of town, telemedicine's pretty slick. But if you do need to come in, I would recommend keeping your telemedicine here if possible, instead of going out of state. Sometimes they just don't know you. And we here at Sheridan get to know our patients. And so you get to kind of see the same people, even if it's electronically.
I have my endocrinologist is in Billings, just because there's not one here
for
in
sure.
Northeast Wyoming. But again, telemarketing, you get on the computer, sit there, talk to them like they're right in the room. Mm-hmm. It is, and I think maybe some people my age and maybe a little older might be intimidated by that, but it's a very useful tool. That saves an entire day driving somewhere outside of Sheridan.
It definitely has its utility.
Exactly. I think it's a great tool.
And checking in on your meds? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
what are your side effects?
I think a lot of that came about through mm-hmm. COVID as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just couldn't go, so let's try this. And it's just stuck.
Yeah. I think some of the things that came out of COVID were telemedicine, awesome. And we will keep it.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Robotic-assisted surgery. And I heard a little bit about this, but this is relatively new for Sheridan Memorial,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Da Vinci machine, and robotics are phenomenal. You know, we've used cameras for a long time for surgery, but robotics are really interesting because they're even less invasive. The precision with them is, from what I understand, even more. It's pretty phenomenal stuff. We have three surgeons who are robotic-trained surgeons. Dr. Holst's son, the other Dr. Holst, is a robotic-trained surgeon. Also, Dr. Scott, also Dr. Scott's son. We've got some hometown guys here. And then again, Dr. Chris Minsky. She is our OBGYN here in town. So we have general surgery, we have OBGYN, and urologic surgery, all robotics. So this is not all surgeries, but time and place. If you meet with your surgeon and you are a good candidate for this, it's technologically very advanced and very safe, and the precision and risks of it are very low. Incredible
so
stuff.
That was my next question, is what exactly is the benefit to this? But I guess it's precision.
Less invasive.
Less invasive. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to have, like, a lot of people are concerned about, I don't want a scar, but that's part of it. I mean, you're talking about minor, well, as you said, just not as invasive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, but not all surgeries are
no.
available for this. So which ones are there?
So right now, Dr. Krasminski, I believe, and you'll have to call their offices and be sure about this, but I believe she's doing some robotic assisted hysterectomies.
Okay.
And then Dr. Scott, it might be some hernia repairs. You'd have to be sure.
Okay.
And then Dr. Holst, robotic assisted, I believe, prostatectomies.
Okay.
So again, those are dependent on whether or not you're the appropriate candidate for those things, and you'll have to follow up with your surgeon there. But it's pretty neat technology.
But it might be available
mm-hmm.
to certain patients.
Yes, and okay. It is here, and we do have the Da Vinci, and it's incredible. It's unreal. Surgeons right there, you know, performing this, and the whole team.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Here in Sheridan. Yeah.
Of all places.
I know it.
Okay, we've got a few minutes left here. We're going to talk about patient experience and how it contributes to Sheridan Memorial Hospital is an award-winning healthcare center. So let's talk about that, because you've got some things here that I think need to be shared.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Thank you. Sure. So we talk about five-star ratings. So five-star rating from the Center for Medicare Medicaid. We have a five-star rating in quality, which talks about mortality, safety of care, our readmission rates, and timely and effective care. And we have been a five-star hospital for quite some time. We're a four-star hospital for patient experience. So we want to be a five-star hospital. And that talks about nursing communication, physician communication, communication about your medications, the cleanliness of the hospital, the quietness of the hospital. And we are nearly a five-star hospital. But so that's somewhat why we're working on this. But that's still top 35% in the nation. As far as our quality, again, we are a five-star, and that's the top 14% in the nation.
That is in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we are very lucky for a town of our size, a community of our size, to have the specialty medicine that we have and the hospital that we have, the support of the community, the foundation support. And because of all those things, we can provide the care and the level of care that we do.
That is just unheard of. Crazy. For top 14% in the nation. Little tiny Sheridan.
Yeah.
That is unreal. Mm-hmm. So the four-star rating that you're talking about, that goes back to directly what you're saying. We're going to improve this.
We already
patient
are.
Experience.
Yes.
So that's where all this came from.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And then, you know, if you want to talk some of those things that's Medicare, this is all accreditation and awards from the Center for Medicare Medicaid, which is CMS. And if we were to have a five-star rating for patient experience, we would be a double five-star hospital, which there is some, it's
few.
Very, very few, something less than 5 to 10% of hospitals in the nation are both.
And you are right there.
We're right on the cusp.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. Additional information, let's touch on this real quick. These are two websites that people can go to get more information about, number one, about you.
Oh, there's some websites? I didn't see those. Hmm. Let's see what you have, Aaron. Okay. Oh, all right. Looks like that might just be a website to find how to see me. I'm up at the Sheridan Memorial Emergency
Department.
Well,
in case they need to get a hold of you or something. There you go. But the other one is actually just information in general.
Yes, and that's the patient portal. I'm very excited about that for our community. Please reach out through the portal. We love that. And, I mean, always call, too. Always.
Okay, gotcha. That'll do it for today. Joining me this morning is Kelly Lieb, who is the Patient Experience Director at Sheridan Memorial Hospital. Thank you so much for all of the information and for joining us this morning.
Aaron, thanks for having me.
That's Public Pulse, First Federal Bank and Trust. We will see you tomorrow.
First Federal Bank and Trust would like to recognize another winner of $1,000 cash and a $1,000 marketing donation match from Sheridan Media as part of their community commitment. The Bighorn Women's Club is receiving these funds per random drawing.
We're giving $1,000 away every week to a qualified nonprofit organization. Next week, it could be your nonprofit. Visit our website, efirstfederal.bank, for details. First Federal Bank and Trust and Sheridan Media present Community Commitment, member FDIC.
Are you an avid golfer looking to improve your game? Do you want to avoid injuries and play pain-free? Call Dr. Colin Hardy at Atlas Chiropractic, 672-6000. Dr. Hardy has been helping golfers of all levels for years using a combination of chiropractic techniques and personalized treatment plans to help you achieve your goals.
Ha! Oh!
Many golfers suffer from common injuries such as lower back pain or shoulder discomfort, but with Dr. Hardy's expertise, you can get back on the course and enjoy the game you love. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a beginner, Dr. Hardy can help improve your swing, flexibility, and balance, giving you the competitive edge you need to reach your full potential. So if you're ready to take your golf game to the next level, call Atlas Chiropractic at 672-6000 and book your appointment with Dr. Colin Hardy. Your game will thank you. Atlas Chiropractic and Dr. Colin Hardy, helping you achieve your best game yet.
Have you heard? Sheridan's own VacuTech is growing, and now they are hiring part-time weekend workers. Open positions include general labor, machine operators, craters, and more. VacuTech is offering weekend premium pay and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. This is a perfect opportunity to make extra money or even make a great living while working weekends and enjoying the week off. For more information and to apply, visit VacuTech's open opportunities page on their website at VacuTechLLC.com.
Are you a Main Street business owner feeling the effects of ongoing construction? Do you miss the hustle and bustle of busy foot traffic and the sound of cash registers ringing? Don't worry, Sheridan Media is here to help.
Sheridan Media is offering advertising specials for any business on Main Street, from Dow to Coffee. Let us help you remind people that you are open and ready to do business with them, whether they use your front door or your rear entrance.
If you're not located on Main Street but still want to support the community, we have media packages for you businesses that are not on Main Street. Our goal is to keep Main Street thriving, and we believe that supporting one another is the key to achieving that.
Sheridan Media is an employee-owned, Sheridan-based company that cares about the success of our community. Don't let the construction deter your business. Contact me, Aaron Linden, at 752-5961 for more information. Sheridan Media is an employee-owned, Sheridan-based company that wants to keep our Main Street thriving.
From the Wyoming Corporate Office Studio on 103.9 FM and News Talk 930. K-R-E-E.